Everyone, welcome to another episode of P-Talk. We got Adam and Emily here with us. No Tim, he's unable to join us tonight. So what's going on, guys? How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you doing, Chase?
I'm doing good.
It's my ankle.
All right, so Chase, what do we have to talk about today?
Well, I got an interesting story that I read the other day that I want to get your guys' thoughts on. So there is this kid that founded a website. It's non-profit. He made no money off of it. But the United Airlines, I believe, is suing him over it because he created a website to make it so you could find tickets cheaper when you're going to farther destinations. Basically, say if you're leaving from San Francisco and you want to go to Phoenix, and that ticket was, say that ticket's $300.
What
he did is he found out that if I have a ticket from San Francisco to Dallas and I had a layover in Phoenix, that ticket was only $250. So that ticket's cheaper and it goes through Phoenix. Well, if you're not checking any bags when that layover is there, you're at your destination. You got the tickets for cheaper. And the airlines are sitting there saying, you can't do that because now we have an empty seat going from Phoenix to Denver, so we're losing the revenue from that seat. Even though you already bought the seat.
Yeah.
They're pissed off.
Because you're not going the other leg of the flight.
Yeah. And they're pissed off saying you're stealing revenue from us. And he's going, I just made a website to make it cheaper for people to fly to a destination where there's a layover and you're not checking any bags.
But
you have a question, Adam.
Yeah, I actually have a lot of questions. So, wait, hold on.
How many of these are going to make any sense?
None.
I'm pretty sure they're going to make sense. So, you're just going from San Francisco to you want to go from San Francisco to Dallas.
No, to Phoenix. That's your final destination is Phoenix.
You want
to
end up in Phoenix.
Where is Phoenix?
Arizona. It's not very far.
But why would you go to Dallas?
Because you're buying the ticket from San Francisco to Dallas. There's a layover in Phoenix. So, you're still getting to where you want to go.
Yeah.
But you're buying a cheaper ticket because it's a farther destination, so the airline wants to fill that plane, so they sell the tickets for cheaper.
But if you don't check any bags, then at your layover, you don't have to get back on the plane to go to the connection.
Yeah.
So this kid is, instead of buying a direct flight from San Francisco to Phoenix, because it's $300, is buying a flight from San Francisco to Dallas that has a layover in Phoenix, and he's just going to stay in Phoenix, not get on the connecting flight to Dallas.
But basically, he's getting sued by the airlines because he created a website that people can go to them. To help find you those type of deals.
Is that illegal?
No, there's nothing illegal about it because he's not making any money. He's making no profit off of it. He's just showing people, if you want to go to Phoenix from San Francisco, there's a cheaper way to do it than buying from San Francisco just to Phoenix. It could be San Francisco to Florida that has a layover in Phoenix. And if that ticket's cheaper than the direct flight, might as well take it and save money on your ticket. And the airlines are getting pissed off about it.
And they're going to try to sue him?
They're trying to
because
sue him.
Because they want to have, if they go from San Francisco to Dallas with the connection in Phoenix, they want their plane to be full from San Francisco to Phoenix, and then again, they want it to be full from Phoenix to Dallas.
Because if you just bought that ticket from San Francisco to Phoenix, then they can sell a ticket in your seat from Phoenix to Dallas. But if you buy the full San Francisco to Dallas, technically in their system, that seat's full. So they're losing that money from Phoenix to Dallas. To me, the kid's friggin' smart.
Yeah, that
is. Save for us, if, you know, we're up here in Northern California, if we want to go down to L.A. to go to Disneyland or something, I might now go look at a ticket that goes from San Francisco to somewhere in Anaheim. That's a big-ass bug.
That is a big
bug. Landed on your cup.
Did it really?
And it just flew away. But
it's kind of rare, okay, but now you guys got me all fucked up. It's kind of rare to get, like, a flight. Say you want to go from San Francisco to Phoenix, it's kind of rare to find a flight that's more expensive than, you know, a shorter flight that's more expensive than a longer flight.
But I've also seen, too, from the flights that we've done before, where it's almost the exact same price to go from San Francisco, say, to New York as it is from San Francisco to Seattle. The flight's a lot shorter, but it's a more popular flight.
That's true.
So they're going to fill those seats then the other way. So, I mean, say if you're flying from San Francisco and you want to get to Disneyland, go look at a flight to go San Francisco to Phoenix with a layover in Ontario.
Yeah.
It could be cheaper. That's basically what this kid's doing. I think it's BS that the planes, that the airlines are trying to sue the kid.
Well, yeah, that's ridiculous.
Because he's not making any money off of it. He's just showing people, hey, there's a loophole in the system.
That's so ridiculous.
Did they say how old the kid was?
I think he was in his early 20s.
I don't know.
Oh, wow.
So he's a younger kid. It's not like he'd make any money off of it.
Adam.
No. Yeah?
Coke is lost for you.
Yeah.
You're 16.
I would have never thought of it that way.
And you've got
Well, obviously not a lot of people have, unless it'd be a more popular thing to do.
Yeah. Adam has a great... Oh, speaking of kids. Adam has a great plan for after high school. Do you want to hear what it is? Adam tells you...
After I get out of high school...
Listen to this.
Me, you, Emily, and Tim... We're all going to go down to the Bahamas.
Okay. Now, let's think about this. Yeah, let's think about this. Me and you have three young children, and Tim has cancer.
Hold on.
How is this going to work?
But your children...
And Adam is going to... No.
Your children can go with their grandma and grandma.
No. We have three kids, and Tim has cancer. And Adam says he's going to save his money to pay for his flight.
Okay, well,
and he's going to get a job.
Just hold my flight.
I call BS.
Here's the other problem with that situation, like you just said about the job. Two out of the four, the only working...
Yeah. So... Okay. Tim, how is Tim gonna pay for a flight?
I don't.
And how are you gonna pay for a flight?
Tim kind of works.
I work.
I said Tim kind
of
works.
I know, but I work too. You said only two of us work.
That'd be me and you.
Okay, but then you just said Tim works too.
So, sorry, I was correcting myself. Two and a half of us work.
But Tim's not gonna want to travel.
Man. The Bahamas. Do you even know where the Bahamas are?
Yeah. No. Okay.
Yeah, I know where the Bahamas are.
Tell him at first. This is what he first said to me.
Well, I said Maui.
No, he did not. He said what?
I said Oahu.
Oahu.
Where's that at?
He said we're gonna go to either Oahu or the Bahamas after I graduate, and I said, where is Oahu?
Okay, hold on. First of all, we get in the Bahamas. What do you want to do?
You want to know what I want
to
do?
Yeah.
I want to go
snorkeling. I want to go...
Do that in Hawaii.
You can do that in Hawaii. You can do that...
Yeah, but which one's cheaper?
Hawaii.
Really?
It's in the United States.
It's not international. Bahamas is international.
Really?
Where's the Bahamas, Adam?
It's right underneath Florida.
Underneath Florida.
It's in the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Underneath Florida, there's also Cuba. You want to go there?
No.
Did you hear what President Obama's doing with Cuba?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why are you trying to change the subject?
What are they doing there, Adam?
I don't know exactly what they're doing. I just heard something
about... Basically made a treaty so we can travel there and import and export certain things so we kind of have like a truce with them.
Mm-hmm.
From what I understand. I can be completely wrong about
that. Okay, why is he trying to take the spotlight away from the fact that he said we're going to go to Oahu?
Sorry, I thought it was Oahu. I got who...
Or Maui.
Maui or
Maui?
Whatever he said.
And it's Maui, yeah.
And but Honolulu?
He got that.
He made like a hybrid. Oahu.
It's my new island.
And then, oh gosh. And he goes, I'm going to get a job between now and then. He's graduating in 1 year.
Year and a half.
He's going to get a job. And he's going to save enough money. And he says he's priced out flights already.
How much are they?
Prices to...
Did you check the layovers?
There's no layovers, unless it's like LA. There's no layovers between San Francisco and Hawaii. Where are you going to stop? The middle of the Pacific?
Maybe you go San Francisco to
LA and then
Japan.
LA.
Layover in Hawaii.
That really. Oh, okay, I guess.
Maybe.
No, but anyway, how much was it?
Was like $366.
And he said that was round trip.
That was a round trip.
I call that up.
I said bullshit because that's got to be one way.
And then she asked me where I found it. Hawaiian Airlines. I did my research.
So you're expecting, hold on, now.
That was just flat. I didn't look up the hotel rooms. I didn't look up food.
Expenses or anything.
Oh my goodness. So speaking of money, I'm just wondering, when you, this is going to make no sense speaking of money, when you run out of toilet paper, okay?
What?
You're in
I'm
the bathroom,
sorry,
you run out of toilet paper, and you put on a new roll, do you make that roll where... The roll folds like
the
rolls down,
just comes like, over,
yeah,
or
comes
under?
Down over the top,
yeah,
or
over the top
from underneath.
I mean, you go over the top.
You have to go over.
Yeah, but did you know they actually did a study with this?
Yes, I did, and it's a stupid study.
But it's a study that people that... What is up with the freaking bugs in here?
It's the same bug.
Dude, that is a big nope. There was one that flew right next to you and the one that flew right behind you.
Yeah, guess what? It's the same bug, and it flies in multiple places. It has wings.
So they did a study.
And I say that people that make more money do it under.
So basically people that make money and that have money and blah, 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 that aren't poor... do where the toilet paper comes from over, and poor people go from underneath. Oh, is that underneath. What
it is? Okay, then I do it from over, so that means we're rich as hell.
Now, Adam,
Now,
this is my point. When people have money, they don't need toilet paper. They just use their dollar bills.
You're an idiot.
You're an idiot. Right. So, Adam, you have no money. Why do you put the toilet paper that way?
Because I saw the same study as Chase, and I was like, I'll make the money this way.
Now, here's my question. What do you think the theory on that is? I have a theory about it. I just want to hear yours.
All right. My theory... I don't have a theory at all, actually.
Do you know what theory means?
I do know what theory means. Now you're making me think of two things at once.
Uh-oh, his brain's going
to explode. I can't think of anything. It's all you.
What's your theory on why...
I don't have one. I hadn't thought about it all that much.
Well, I got a lot of time when I'm in the pooper.
I know.
So, my theory is, if you're poor, everything comes from underneath. Like, you're below everyone. So that's why you're pulling from the bottom, because you're you feel that you're underneath everyone because you're poor and everyone's on top of you, and so you come from underneath. When you're rich, you're normally on top of stuff and you're coming over the top of people. I might be way overthinking this because this is only fucking toilet paper.
I really think that you are overthinking.
You have a sad, sad mind. That was pretty disappointing.
But does that not make sense?
Like he said, if you're
rich, if you're rich, you're coming over the top, so you're on top of people, you're rich, you're powerful, whatever, so you come over the top. If you're poor, you come from underneath. So that's why if you're poor...
I mean, it does make sense, but...
Yeah, so for all the people listening, you think, are you pulling from underneath or are you coming from the top? Are you rich or are you poor? How do you see yourself?
I mean, I see
myself... Well, I like to think I'm a rich bitch, but I'm not, but
I
don't...
spend money like you're a rich bitch.
I do not.
I mean...
Really?
No.
I don't.
Yes.
What? Are you serious?
No. Just joking. So, Adam.
We're going to have a talk later.
Okay, so you were telling me about this priest thing.
Yeah, so you have...
Have you heard about it, Emily?
No.
It's
pretty
interesting. Well, you have all... This is a little controversial subject.
Oh, Jesus,
you have
favorite.
All these shootings of cops, of young black men, and all these
breathe.
People, and I can't breathe, and all this stuff. And there's a priest in Arizona that was leading all the protests in Arizona about all the shootings. So the police department there... said, hey, why don't you come down to our training area and we'll go through our training and see how you do. They did certain scenarios, and the first scenario was he had to get called upon a scene where a guy was casing cars.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes up to the guy, and the guy's casing cars, and he asks him questions, the standard questions, what are you doing, what's going on? And he's standing on the front driver's side of the car. And the guy's like kind of freaking out, being very vague of what he's doing there, and he walks to the back of the car. And then when he gets behind the car, he pulls a gun, which is a paintball gun, and shoots the priest 4 times within 2 seconds. And the priest had no time to pull his paintball gun out in any defense. So then the next scenario was the priest got called upon a fight, like a domestic.
Mm-hmm.
So there's 2 people fighting. He goes up, has his hand on his gun now, where before he didn't.
Yeah.
And... he has his hand on his gun, and he asks the people to knock it off, and they keep going, and he gets closer, and he sees that things are escalating. So then he pulls his gun out and says, knock it off. One of the guys, the bigger one, starts approaching him, and he tells him, stop, stop, and then he starts running at him. And when he gets pretty close, the priest shoots him twice. And now, this is an unarmed man that the priest just shot, and they asked him, why did you do it? He said, because I was afraid for my life.
Well, that's what cops deal with every day.
Exactly. So after this whole training exercise, they did a couple more, and he ended up shooting four
unarmed people?
Yeah, unarmed people. And they're asking him, how come when there was an armed man, you didn't shoot, but when there's someone unarmed that was approaching you, you shot
mm-hmm.
him? And then he turned around and says, you know what, I'm viewing everything wrong, and now I need to preach, and we need to educate people. All you have to do is listen to the cops. When they tell you
mm-hmm.
to do something, just
yeah.
do it.
Yeah.
And if you approach them, they assume you're trying to harm them. And so I just thought it was interesting.
Well, they have to be on the defensive all the time.
Yeah, I just thought it was interesting with everything going on right now with all these police shootings that you have someone that's a leader of all these protests turning around and going, you know what, we're wrong, we shouldn't be protesting, we should be saying listen to the police, because it's for their safety, and most importantly, it's for your safety.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Listen to the instructions, do what they say, no one's going to get hurt. So, I know it's a little controversial, because we've had something here local done, police shootings, and then also around the United States. Adam, you look confused.
No, I was just trying to remember which one the local.
Oh my god, are you kidding?
No, I remember which. Well, I remember what it was now.
It's 2 miles away from this house. A huge shrine.
No, they move it now. Wait, did you see that?
Are you thinking of something different?
No, no. We're talking about Andy Lopez, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not 2 miles, is it? Really?
Maybe four.
That it happened?
Yeah.
They have that huge painting, that mural that they made, but now they're moving that mural around the city.
But it happened not that far from here. Yeah. It's not, like, super close, but it's weird. It's in a completely different part of town, but it's not that far.
But, I mean, it's very unfortunate that young people are losing their lives to the police, the people that are actually there to protect them. But...
but they're putting themselves
in. But, I mean, it's hard to say. Granted, we're not there. I think, and this is another subject, that cops should be wearing mini cameras on them at all times.
Yeah. That's yeah, then there's that's their product, too. Yeah.
And there's no gray area.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They need
but, I mean, cameras. If people... goddamn bug. All god, the time.
Why are you so fixated on this freaking bug?
But if my you... god. If everyone... if there's a body cam, there's no gray area. It's black and white. This is what happened. This is what didn't happen. And I just think it would solve a lot of problems. But also, if you just listen to the cops...
yeah.
You shouldn't have a problem. But it's unfortunate that people are losing their lives. Well, how about you don't
carry a fake AK with a banana clip...
did you see that picture?
In the broad daylight.
Did you see that picture of that revolver, the replica revolver? Mm. All it had on it was an orange tip. It had fake shells in it can pour out. You saw that?
Yeah.
You can pour out, and it revolves as like a revolver.
That's ridiculous.
The weight, everything is the exact same except it has an orange tip.
Yeah, they're getting way too crazy with how much detail they're putting into the guns.
Well, I mean, like, my kids, they put Nerf guns. Granted, they're based...
fake guns.
Well, I know, but they're based off of... a type of real gun, but they're orange and all these crazy colors, and they have something crazy about them where there's no one's gonna mistake it for a real gun.
But when you have like a BB
gun,
when you
have like that thing that Andy Lopez was carrying,
the replica AK
with
Airsoft
the banana clip or whatever it had,
it's why even I don't understand.
And the orange
why,
tip was off. I'm sorry, like why?
Why are you even messing around with stuff
in
like
broad
that?
Daylight?
Well, he's returning it to a friend. I don't want to get into this.
Yeah.
So, he's holding a bunch into it.
Sure.
But, yeah, so, anyone else got any interesting things they want to talk about?
I just want to bring up something about that you said the mini cams.
Yeah.
Now, are you talking
the body
about
cam?
Body
the
cams.
Body cams? Are you talking about body cams, kind of like a GoPro or something else that...
facing out.
Well, they've had it where it faces out, so it'd be like a first-person point of view.
It's like on their walkie-talkie.
It's on their on something.
Wait,
somewhere on their body. It could be on their chest. It could be on their over their heart. It could be anywhere. And then it's something basically where they go on call and they have to turn the camera on. And then it would download everything when they end their shift. They download everything that happened.
So then if anything does happen, there's a record of it. Sorry, it up in my hair from
that's
when Jax.
Disgusting.
You know when Jax threw up on me at the restaurant earlier today?
Yeah.
I just found this like chunk of mat. No, not like that. I just found like my hair's all matted.
Wow.
Sorry. I'm trying to.
Adam's
fix
trying
it.
Not to throw up.
I'm trying to fix it. The
they should.
Of having
you're gonna
a
throw
baby.
Up. Throw up, not
Adam,
on Emily.
Don't throw up on me.
Don't throw up in your cup. Well,
yeah, that's true.
Gosh.
It's gonna be a bigger mess.
Well, I was thinking. What they should do if they did have the mini cams was have it so instead of that way just having to turn it in, because any police officer, if they really wanted to, they can get into the camera and just delete all the
footage. They have to turn it in, and then that, I mean, obviously there has to be a system in place, but if you turn it in and then your superior officer goes, where's this footage, then you get in trouble.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the way technology is now, you should be able to hold a whole day's worth of
just get a
stuff.
Or just have it sent to a... you have to have
like a cloud.
Yeah, just have, like, the footage
be
sent.
Blue. Remember they did that?
Yeah, they did that. They tried it out.
And they did it. Sure. They did it sent to a hard drive, you know, some kind of a storage.
Yeah, thing. I was thinking they should have it so right when it's recorded from the camera, it gets directly sent to the
station. It could be an extra little, if you put it over your heart, it's like a little extra.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I'm sorry, I'm trying to get out.
It's like a little extra bulletproof thing.
Yeah.
So if you get shot, you're good.
Yeah, except the glass and the mechanical parts can go into your skin, but who cares?
But yeah, so hey, I know we have a lot of listeners out there at Thunder Valley. Just want to throw a little shout out to all you guys. Thank you for your support.
Whoop, whoop.
So yeah, it is actually in January, so we just, Adam, you just got done with your Christmas break. Anything?
I did.
Anything interesting? Anything fun? Besides hanging out with me, I know that's always fun.
Fun. Other than that, no.
Not going to school.
Not going to school. I have to say that was pretty relaxing. But then going back to school, that first day was
heartbreaking. Doesn't seem like it just drags on forever.
Yeah. And like waking up, oh my gosh, I was up all night. It's like, when do I have to wake up again?
It's almost like one of those things when you come off vacation,
mm-hmm.
you need to, or like in a break or something. It's almost mm-hmm. like 2 days before, you need to try to wake yourself up early and then get back in that routine.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also hard too when you're laying in bed, like, I don't need to get up. Why am I going to get up?
Yeah.
Let me sleep in.
And it also sucks having to go back to school exactly on a Monday, because everyone hates Mondays.
You didn't go back to school on Monday, did you?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Our kids.
Oh, yeah. Like, mm-hmm. I wouldn't mind going back to school, like, on a Wednesday.
Some kids went back to, some schools didn't go back till Wednesday.
Petaluma City schools didn't.
Yeah, I would be fine with that. But.
Well, you never know.
Well, I have to go back to real work on Tuesday.
It's about time.
What?
What?
Can't help it. My boss decides to go to New Zealand.
Hey, anything else?
No.
And that actually was not spit up in my hair.
What was it?
It was just a big knot.
It's gross.
It's not gross. There was actually nothing in my hair. It was just a big knot. Because my hair is out of control. Do you see how long it is?
Mine too.
So long.
When was the last... You've never seen me with hair this long.
Never seen me with
your hair is out of control.
I need to...
Your hair, when it's not super long like that, when you do your hair, you just... It looks douchey.
Really?
Kind of, Chase. Help me out here.
Yeah.
No, I'm fine with that.
Don't you think his hair looks douchey? Like, when he's got, like, the Ace Ventura little wave thing going?
Come on, it's not that douchey. Maybe a little.
Hi, guys. Thank you for listening to another episode of P-Talk. Until next time, keep it real.
Peace. Peace out.
Bye.